This is attorney David Famininio. The best way to protect ourselves from an accident is to be informed. That's why we started David's Driving Edge, to provide tips and resources to keep us all safe on the road. Go to getdavidgetpaid.com/drivingedge for more information.
All right, 97-1 the ticket. It's the picks. And by the way, I'm looking at the standings here. My goodness, TJ's pretty good, 77-53.
That's really good. Against the spread, too.
Yeah, you went 5-5 last week. David, 71-59.
We're just running the clock out. We're keeping the clock running. Yeah, we're keeping the clock running the last couple weeks here.
Kenny's pathetic, 63-67. So is Rico, 63-67. But the guy that has the gambling podcast. Holy cow.
Rough. It's okay. We can still.
Oh, you didn't want me to give.
No, we can still rag on Mike.
Okay. He's 61-69.
Still rag on him.
Yeah, 61-69, but we got to keep it moving.
All right, let's go. Here's the picks. Everybody join in. UNLV and Boise State, the Mountain West Conference game, and Boise's given 4.5. Rico.
You know what? I'm looking at this. Boise State's played UNLV. They beat them. I think that Ashton Jeanty will go out there, try to get his Heisman hype up. Give me Boise State.
Not Booty.
That was another player.
What? That was in my notes also, Rico. Jenny's going to ball out. Give me Boise State.
Yeah, I love that booty. I'm going to go UNLV here, though.
I'm going Boise State. I think it's going to be a high-scoring game, and Jeanty, probably goes for about 300 yards.
Okay, I feel
Puts
good.
Puts a stamp on that Heisman.
There you go. TJ picked Boise, so I feel good.
Am I allowed to pick?
Yeah.
Oh, good. I'll go Boise.
You can't do any worse than Mike.
Amazing. How bad he is.
Very, very fair. Fair point.
Makes me feel good about life. All right. ACC title game, Clemson and SMU. SMU given 2.5.
You know what? This is the game I went back and forth on because I'm like, okay, Clemson needs this game. They need it like oxygen to get into the playoff discussion. But Dabo has been having a bad season. He lost a ton of recruits. I'm looking at SMU. Their common opponent, SMU, beat Louisville. They lost Louisville. Give me SMU.
Rico, I did not go back and forth at all because I'm very anti-Dabo. He stinks. Give me SMU.
I am also anti-Dabo.
He
Sorry.
Prays a lot, though.
They ain't working this time. SMU.
I hate Dabo Swinney, too, but I think he just still finds a way to get lucky and sneaks himself into the playoffs somehow, so I'm going to take Clemson.
Dabo is kind of accomplished. I'll take Clemson as well. I'll take the points. All right, Big 12 championship game, Arizona State giving 1.5 to Iowa State. Rico.
Olive State.
Iowa.
Oh, Iowa.
Iowa.
I'm like, what?
Iowa.
Arizona State is probably one of the hottest teams in the nation right now. I think they're the reason why this college football playoff is now set up, because they would have already been eliminated. But right now, they're playing some of the best football. Former MSU quarterback Sam Leavitt is going to lead the Sun Devils to victory. Forts up. Give me the Sun Devils.
If they're playing so well, why is it only 1.5? I'm going to take Iowa State.
No, I got to go with the scattergaboo-boos of Arizona State. I'm going them all day.
Say what now?
Scattaboo-boo.
Scattaboo-boo.
Okay. I'm taking Iowa State. I think Matt Campbell, he's got his group.
It's another game I can make up on you.
Yeah, I don't. I got to be honest with you. Maybe watch 5 minutes of both these teams play this year, so I'm just going to flip a coin and take Iowa State.
Rico, I mean, I have to point it out. You're trailing by 14 games. I just wanted to say. Sorry. I'll take Arizona State.
How many do you have?
I got none, but okay, I also don't have any losses.
Go find Wojo.
At 6 o'clock, Wojo will be in here. All right, Big Ten championship game, Oregon -3.5 to Penn State. Go ahead, Rico.
See, this is one where I look at the point spread, and as Kenny would say, why is it only 3.5? But then I remember, that is small game James on the other side of the field. Penn State, big game, collapses. Give me Oregon. They're going to try to really hype up Dylan Gabriel. Go Ducks.
This one I thought was a little bit too easy because it was only 3.5, but James Franklin, give me Oregon.
Right? Don't even overthink it.
Yeah, James Franklin usually has trouble against Ohio State and Michigan. Don't see them here. I see Oregon. I'm going Penn State.
Oh, my goodness.
I think it's going to be a blowout, just for some reason. Oregon's defense is better than a lot of people are giving them credit for, and you're right. I mean, I will never, ever, ever trust James Franklin in any sort of big-time game.
Oh, if you want to feel ever. Good about this, Mike and I got a bet. He took Penn State.
Yeah. Really?
Oh, boy.
Oh, wow.
He was like, I know this is going to come back to bite me, but...
The spread or heads up?
Spread.
Have you seen where he is on the standings? Have you seen where Mike is on the standings?
What I'm saying.
If
it makes you feel good, Mike thinks it's Penn State.
61-69. Mike can't be appreciating this. By the way, I agree with you guys. It seems way too easy. I go Ducks. Back in the day when you guys used to do the sound effects, mm-hmm. I would do the duck. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that Donald?
That's a Nittany Lion.
Oh. I'll go the Ducks. All right, SEC title game, big one. Texas giving 2.5 to Georgia. Rico.
Kenny, this one's for you. I'm going Georgia. I'm hoping good Georgia shows up. Go Dawgs.
I'm glad you picked that because that means I get a game on you when Texas covers and wins. So give me Texas.
Wow.
I'm also going Georgia. I believe in you, Kenny.
This is weird. He's emotionally hedging, I get
He's so self-loathing. My goodness.
It's an emotional hedge.
I'm taking Georgia, Kenny. I think that they bullied Texas in the first matchup, and they're not going to allow anybody just to walk into the SEC and take it over. So I'm taking the Bulldogs.
Hey, Kenny, it's sickening. I have more confidence in your team than you do, but I go Georgia.
Emotional hedge. Emotional hedge.
All right, let's go to the NFL. All right, Jameis has been praying for no pick sixes. He's in Pittsburgh. Steelers -6.5. Browns and Steelers. Rico.
God will answer Jameis' prayers. But really, when these two teams play, it's always a close game. So give me the Browns and the points.
As David would say, we might lose to the Browns. I don't know about that, but 6.5 is a lot of points. Give me the Browns.
No, we're not going to lose to the Browns. I said this last night on the Lions show. After the last four games between these two, games are close. 5-point win, 3-point, 4-point game, 14. 3 out of 4 close. I'm going Browns.
I'm taking the Steelers here. I think the Steelers' defense is just too damn good for Jameis Winston to go in there and compete with them. So he never said anything about fumble sixes. All right, maybe T.J. Watt, those guys, maybe one or two of those.
Scoop and score.
Yeah, Steelers defense could have put up 14 points themselves.
I think Jameis is just good enough. I go the Browns. I'll take the points. All right, next game, Falcons and Vikings. Lions fans will be watching this one. Vikings favored by 5.5. Rico.
Well, it's the point spread that has me scared. It's the devil's number. Plus, it is Cousins going back home with something to prove, knowing they want to bench him. Give me the Falcons.
Yep, 100%. Devil's number, Falcons.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the birds here, the Falcons.
Yeah, Falcons for me, mostly because I just really, really want it to happen.
Oh, yeah, well, good for
I agree. Falcons help out the Lions. I go Falcons on the money line. All right, Seahawks and Cardinals in the desert. Cardinals favored by 2.5.
You know what? This is a game where you can flip a coin, but because it's in Arizona, I will take Arizona.
Nope, give me the Seahawks. Give me the 2.5.
Seahawks in the last three are allowing just 89 rushing yards a game, so I'm going with the Seahawks.
Rawr! I thought that was a falcon. I thought that was a falcon.
Name your bird.
Yeah, what kind of noise does a cardinal make? Here's a little chirp. home team, yeah, I'm taking the Cardinals. Kyler Murray's, he's got to get back to playing at elite level, but he's shown he can do it this year.
Cardinals devastated after the loss of the Vikings. I go Cardinals. All right, two more games left. Josh Allen makes the trip to La La Land in Stafford. Bills favored by 3.5.
I think the Bills will, I think they will go ahead and cover the Rams. Not really a home environment. So, yeah, give me Buffalo.
Yeah, the Bills will cover by a lot and make Lions fans very nervous. Give me Buffalo.
Nope, the Rams will do their job. Keep it close. Rams.
Yeah, I think the Rams' young defensive front is good enough to stay up with the Bills in their rushing attack a little bit. They've got some good, really good players on that defensive line. So, and the offense, Puka Nacua, Cooper, man, just give us a couple touchdowns, right? I could see the Rams covering that game.
Oh, by the way, add Amon-Ra into that. Why is he always open?
Cooper Kupp, yeah.
Stafford did not pray for no pick sixes. I got him down a couple. I go Bills -3.5. All right, last game, Chargers and Chiefs in Kansas City. Chiefs favored by 3.5 on Sunday Night Football.
And you know what? The Chiefs win, but they barely win. So give me the Chargers led by Harbaugh.
Prime time over a field goal. Give me the Chargers and the points.
I'm going to go with Michigan West and going with the Chargers.
Yeah, me too. It feels like the Chiefs have just kind of been playing with fire all season long. I don't know if the Chargers win, but could definitely see it being another one-point game. Chiefs probably win, but I think Chargers are good enough to keep close.
Who's got it better than the Chiefs with the officiating? I go the Chiefs, -3.5. And those are the picks.